right, everyone, and welcome once again to bbsradio.com Hollow Earth Discovered. And today is, well, I'll tell you, it's May, and we're having a very wonderful day here where we are out west. And today we have a very, very special guest, and it's all going to be about higher frequencies and vibrations. So before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that this call is going to be about an hour. And so let's go ahead and get started. We have, as I said just a second ago, that we have a very special guest with us today. And his name is Thomas Palladino. Now, some of you perhaps might have heard of him in the past on one of our calls that would have been many years ago. And it was always regarding the what we would say scalar waves. And this particular individual, Tom, has been working on this for quite some time already, for quite a number of years. And so we are so appreciative and are blessed to have him come to our show today. So a little bit of a background, you know, for Tom before we get started, is that Tom, as he is known, is a scalar energy researcher, and he's based out in Florida. So there's a lot of information that you can actually go, and you can actually go to his website, and all about scalar energy treatments, etc. And you could go to his website, which is www.scalarlight.com. That is www.scalarlight.com. Now, I'm going to go ahead and repeat this again at the end of our call, but his number also, in terms of how you could reach him for support, and that number is 805-364-3051. And so let's go ahead and get started with our show. Tom, I know that you're here on our call presently, and I was wondering if you could give us a little more information in regards to your research and how this all came about for you. Tom, tell us more about yourself and about the scalar energy that you have that you would like to be able to share with everyone today. So welcome, Tom Palladino, to our call.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Billy. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Our pleasure.
We are going to discuss a new technology. Some people call this Tesla technology, scalar waves, scalar light. It's a technology that I first learned about by reading Tesla. When I was young, I was reading about Tesla and about these free energy devices. And I said to myself, this is wonderful. Tesla accomplished free energy. Why aren't we using this today? Well, I made that my lifelong journey. I'm working with scalar energy today, scalar light instruments. And I'm walking in many ways in the footsteps of Tesla, trying to reintroduce free energy to the world. Tesla was the first man to harness this energy. I have functioning scalar energy instruments, and I think I can do likewise. I think I can introduce to the world this new technology that offers such great promise to the world. We only have to follow through, and that day is coming very soon. So I'm going to speak about scalar light and my, if you will, my, in a chronological sense, what I've accomplished. Again, when I was young, I was studying Nikola Tesla, and I recognized that Tesla was the great man who gave us AC electricity. But later in his life, Tesla was, if you will, also the founding father of radiant energy, as he called it, or scalar energy. Now, why is that important? Well, Tesla realized that there was something besides AC electricity. Later in his life, Tesla was using scalar energy, which essentially is wireless transmission of energy. It's the energy of the cosmos. Tesla always said if he could attach his machinery, an invention, to the kinetic energy of the universe, which is radiant energy or scalar energy, that that would be his finest moment. And I believe it is. Tesla had these instruments that would access scalar light, non-physical light from the cosmos. Where is scalar energy originating from? From the sun and the stars. So you put that into motion, Tesla was tapping into the free energy, the free clean energy of the sun and the stars. Now, again, in some ways I'm following in his footsteps and I have scalar energy instruments. These instruments are extraordinary in their capability. I have to underscore again, I'm not working with electricity or magnetism. This is a different energy spectrum. This is a different dimension. There's another dimension besides that of electromagnetic energy.
Right.
Well, long story short, what I've discovered, not only is this the free energy of the cosmos, but you do not need to build an infrastructure to access this energy or to transmit it. I'm going to be very clear about this. My instruments from one location, I could work with any person, building, object in the world or in the universe. Scalar energy does not depend upon a man-made built infrastructure. No, the universe is the infrastructure. So from my one unit in my laboratory, so to speak, I can broadcast energy anywhere in the galaxy, and I don't need a relay station or a substation. I don't need satellites or cell phone towers. I don't need a transformer. The universe is the infrastructure. I cannot underscore how important that is. So we not only have free energy, but in distribution now. To distribute this energy, it's free.
Okay. Hey, Tom, I got a question for you before you go forward. So all of a sudden now we have a scalar technology that has come forth after so many years since Tesla. And, you know, there are other, you know, what we call scalar energy instruments out there as well. So, and it's all about accessing, you know, the wireless energy, as you term it, or radiant or scalar, that comes directly from the cosmos. So how do you get that energy to work with, I guess, is one question I'd like to ask you. But the other question also is, how does it vary or differ from others that have what we call scalar technology?
Okay. Mm-hmm. My instruments are custom built. Now, I performed an understudy back in the 90s with a family by the name of Hieronymus. Galen Hieronymus was an American inventor who invented and actually patented a scalar energy instrument. So my instruments, if you will, are the second generation of Hieronymus instruments. Now, with that said, my instruments are peculiar to that type of engineering, to that type of discovery. So I really can't compare my instruments to any other instrument today because, again, it's unique. So my instruments offer a unique approach to scalar energy.
Okay.
Following up with a scalar energy instrument, the key is you can access another dimension. I don't have to create that other dimension. It exists. It's ether energy. Some people call it pyramid energy. Others call it, Tesla called it radiant energy. And the key element is once you access that free energy of the cosmos, you can exchange it. You can transmit it anywhere in the universe without the need of a man-made an infrastructure that would be exorbitant in the pricing, if you will. It's a free energy with a free infrastructure. That's the key.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It answers all of our problems. If we look at energy today, it's expensive and to create, to generate, and then it's expensive and dangerous to transmit it, to deliver it. Now, scale energy is safe. It's non-physical. It's energy from the sun and the stars. And in distribution, you can broadcast this energy anywhere in the world My instrument works like a galactic satellite, if you will. I can send a scalar wave anywhere in the galaxy through my instrument, and I don't need an expensive infrastructure. So this checks out all the boxes, if you will. This is the free energy of the future.
Okay, so, and again, in regards to, so yours is quite unique in terms of how it's been put together versus some of the others. So what makes yours better than the others that's out there? If you can, can you answer that a little?
I cannot answer that. I don't know if mine is better or not. I know mine is unique. Now,
Okay.
I will mention to the audience what I can achieve with my instruments, the benefits, and then people have to decide if that's of merit and they want to try one of our free sessions.
Okay, can I just ask you one question before you go and talk about a little bit about the benefits and in terms of how it assists the body, various parts of the body, and that you can actually direct it to a particular part of the body in terms of the assisting in the healing process. So, again, for your technology, you utilize a photograph, and from that photograph, if I had, well, again, I'm asking the second question to my initial question, which is really regarding more about your technology. So we understand, as you say, it's radiant, it comes from the cosmos, it's free, et cetera, right? So why haven't we gotten to that point like years ago to where it was really possible that more people understood why we have this today? Why isn't it more people are not aware of it today? I guess is maybe a good question to ask.
That's an excellent question, Jane. It's suppressed. If Tesla over 100 years ago had a free energy tower in Long Island, New York, and he demonstrated to the general public free energy in Long Island, New York, he could not have missed his tower. It was 150 feet high. And if I'm having great success with my miniature versions of a Tesla instrument, why isn't this proclaimed? Why doesn't the media pick up on this? Well, it is active suppression, without a question, without equivocation.
Okay.
Powers that be do not want free energy. Why? It will challenge the existing monopolies. It's that simple.
Right. It's all about money and power. And nothing, everybody has to pay for something, right? Energy cannot be free.
Thank you. I say that so frequently. It's about money and power. Exactly. That's the axis of evil that so many people live by.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So thank you so much for bringing this forth to us. And in now, so let's talk a little bit more about your particular, your whole technology and how it really helps people. So I'll let you do that. And I'm sure we'll have some other questions that I'll be asking too, because, through that. So thank you.
Sure. When I'm working with these instruments, what is peculiar is I can work with photographs of people and animals. Now, keep in mind, you're not working in this Newtonian dimension. We're working outside of the space-time continuum, so to speak, where we transcend time and space. So when a person will send me their photograph, I treat their photograph. Their photograph acts as their bilocated version. Now, if I can treat a photograph, it is as if a person teleports to my laboratory or bilocates to my laboratory. Now, what am I getting at? We've heard of this teleportation or this bilocation. It's possible. Many physicists are now calling that quantum entanglement, in which you can have two particles at a distance communicate with one another. Well, if that quantum entanglement is possible with atoms or molecules, then it should be possible with a photograph of a person and that actual person at a distance. And this is the way my instrument works. I work exclusively with photographs. So this is an energetic session. It's not a biological session.
Okay,
And it's very, go ahead.
so excuse me, Tom. So when you say it's an energetic transmission, and we have a lot of listeners who are healers,
Yes.
So how is the healing process in terms of whether it's Reiki or a different form of remote healing versus again, so we're talking two different types of energies. The Reiki energy, if you could describe that versus, the scalar light energy. Can is there a difference?
I think we're speaking of this the same phenomena. If you call it prayer or distance healing, or some people have the ability to lay hands upon people and they find healing or comfort, all of that is this non-physical light. All, whether it's intention, prayer, a positive thinking, or any other type of modality that's non-physical, that is the spirit realm. That is the divine realm. So when I say this is not biological, I mean that quite literally. This is not flesh and blood. This has nothing to do with Newtonian physics. This is spiritual physics or quantum physics, which is non-physical. And this is what Tesla discovered. This is what I have discovered. We're not working with a movement of electrons, which is electricity. We're working with non-physical science. We're working with information, or what some people call universal consciousness or the mind of God. That's why this is so important. This is the scalar energy serves as the instructions of the universe. It's the consciousness of the universe. So important.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. All right. So let's go ahead and talk more about your particular science and technology for our guests.
Okay. Well, I've done many things with these instruments. I'm going to speak about just three functions during this conversation. One of the functions with the scalar energy instrument, it can access our brain waves and or our chakras, our meridian system. Now, keep in mind, brain waves and our chakras are non-physical. I believe brain waves and chakras are composed of scalar light. So my scalar light instrument will impart an intelligence upon our brain waves, which is scalar light, and our chakras, which are scalar light. I've always contended that the best way to realign our brain waves, if you will, balance our brain waves and balance our chakras, is with a scalar light instrument. Like imparts upon like. What am I getting at? And the best way to work with our brain waves and our chakras is with scalar energy, not electromagnetic energy. Electromagnetic energy produces a disorder or entropy. Scalar energy is perfect order, perfect harmony. So many people come to me and they send me their photograph. A scalar light instrument will indeed balance their chakras, their brain waves, as I mentioned. Now, the upshot is people have a sense of calm when you, or they're almost euphoric. Some people say it's removed an addiction, such as alcohol or smoking as an addiction. Now, all of that is within the intelligence of the energy. It's not me. I'm not the animating force. The animating force is scalar light that seems to remove a phobia, that seems to remove an addiction. All of that is, if you will, actuated through a person's photograph. Consider what I'm saying. A photograph carries a person's force field, and scalar energy can influence that force field on a photograph.
So, in just speaking about that, so if I send you a photograph, is it going to target what is most critical in my body that needs assistance for the energy? Or is it, can I pinpoint, well, I'd love for this to really, I want it to hone in on my brain, or I want it to hone in, oh, I've got this pain in my hip. So it has its own consciousness. So it'll just directly go to wherever it's needed most. Is that correct?
Yes, why? Because this is a divine intelligence. I don't instruct the energy.
Okay.
To answer your question by this, it's not dependent upon my intelligence, upon my programming.
Okay.
The
So
energy
then,
is
yeah.
self-directed. How about if we say that?
I'm sorry, say that one more time, Tom.
Scalar light is self-directed. It knows what to do.
Okay, so another question comes up is let's say I want to lose, I have to lose 40 pounds. So, I mean, the body, it actually already knows that that's going to be the key area that this higher consciousness is going to be able to direct that energy towards, right? We don't even have to say that. So you get, let's just say you get an image of myself or Billy, and is that all you do? You just put it wherever it is going to be able to receive the energies from your technology and leave it be? Absolutely. We don't have to mention anything about what we need or want, or the phobias that I have, or the problems that I have, etc.
You can pray for a healing, and by all means, I suggest that you do. But on my end, I literally print out your photograph and I place it inside the scalar energy instrument, right next to the Tesla coils. That's where the energy is the strongest.
Okay.
And when I leave your photograph for 1 hour next to the Tesla coils, that is a 1 hour transmission of scalar energy into your brain waves and to your chakras. And the upshot, once again, is people feel it. They're happier. They can see a decrease in their anxiety or their procrastination. It does seem to change behavior.
All right. So why just 1 hour? Why can't that my photograph or anybody else's photograph stay in there longer than the 1 hour?
The instruments are so strong, it's overwhelming if you treat for 3 or 4 hours. It's just too much energy, and some people then might have trouble sleeping. It's an incredible amount of energy. Put it to you this way: if I take a fluorescent light bulb and I hold it close to my instrument, the instrument will light up, will illuminate my light bulb in my hand. So the instrument is so strong, it can illuminate light bulbs. Now, it can also illuminate your mind and your soul. But, you know, everything in moderation. This is why I only want to treat 1 hour for chakras. If I were to treat 24 hours a day, I think it would just be too much energy.
So is
not for me.
Oh no, just so I guess my next question then, what about for people that are very sensitive to energy, does that mean that they would only require a half an hour or 15 minutes then just to get things moving, or is it always just a 1 hour for everyone?
I treat everybody the same. So it's a 1 hour session, regardless of who you are, when I'm working with your photograph. And I allow, again, the consciousness, I allow the divine energy to adjudicate how much of a chakra balancing you need.
Okay. All right. And do you find that the 1 hour session is adequate for for how long? For however long one needs a session or treatment?
That's correct. Well, we're going to offer the people 15 days of free sessions. And when you're on the program for 15 days, and every day you'll be treated at least for an hour with the chakra balancing, you will feel it. One of the first ways that we can influence you is that you start sleeping without interruption. You have a very deep, meaningful sleep. And then scalar energy will balance your chakras to the point that you won't experience anger as you used to. You'll be much more even-tempered. We've seen this in so many people, and you have to start saying to yourself, well, how's it now that people can get a full night of sleep without interruption? It has to be some type of reprogramming of their brainwaves and their chakras. And again, all through by way of the photograph. I don't work with people. I work with energy fields on photographs.
Okay. So for the people that you have been working with, do they come back after, you know, let's just say I can't sleep, right? So I'm going to get the session, and all of a sudden I'm really sleeping like a baby. And, a week after, now, does this happen? I guess is my question. So a week later, I'm back to not having insomnia, not being able to sleep very well. So it only lasts that long a period. And I know it really depends on the individual, but I guess I'm just trying to get kind of like an average. So if I haven't been able to sleep for years, right? And then all of a sudden I'm sleeping, you know, that's great, you know, but then after my sessions, it's like, okay, a week later, all of a sudden I'm back to, you know, where I was before. Does that happen where you got to go back in for another session?
Yes, it does happen. Why? Because it seems that this world of electromagnetic pollution and all the stress that we're under, it seems to, if you will, cause the chakras and the brain waves to lose their balance. So then
Okay.
some people will revisit us. We have a program, a 30-day program, a paid program, and we just let people select as they want. We don't force, there's no contract, so we allow people to come and go, frankly, as they please.
Okay. So you've had people then who've participated in these sessions kind of ongoing for years, right?
We've had some people who become so akin to it, who love this energy and feel the benefits that they're with us for years. They actually put their entire family on the program. Not everybody's different, but we have some long-standing followers.
Okay, so would you also say that as an outcome or result from all of this, that you could one day be totally healthy and free of any disabilities or discomforts or, you know, so let's just say I have MS, right? And I want to go see if this will help. You know, MS. I've had MS now, and it's been progressive for many years already, and it just continues to. My body just continues to digress and degenerate. So let's say I go to you, and I'd love to be able to take a session. Obviously, it'll have to be more than an hour for 15 days, right? Depending on the type of illness we're looking at.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I can't project how people are going to respond, but let me use the extreme. If everybody lived in 100% perfect scalar energy, which is the perfect bliss state, perfect consciousness, perfect will of God, there could not be disease or death.
Correct.
That's where I'm going. Electromagnetic energy is entropy. It's disease and death. In other words, the Newtonian world that we live in allows entropy, which is disorder of our mind, our body, our souls, and eventually we die. Now, the perpetual state, scalar energy, does not know disorder. There is no entropy. So you cannot die in a perfect scalar energy state. Imagine if my instruments were strong enough that it could negate all of the electricity and magnetism, so to speak. And we live in 100% perfect bliss, the divine light. You could not die. There could not be disease. And if you entered that perfect dimension, you would be cured instantaneously. Is that my ideal? I would love to do that. I don't know.
I think that's really where everybody wants to go, right? In that direction of which we call the ascension process of which we're all in presently. But I think that your particular technology will help a lot of people move more towards balance and helping to rectify or remedy the issues right now that they're being confronted with. So anything like from blood clots that you've had for years or MS or you know COVID et cetera. And we should talk a little bit about those particular areas. And then I would like to talk a little bit more about that spiritual development that a lot of people are moving towards and how this may also help them. So let's go back to people that have like you know chronic illnesses, you know, someone who has you know blood clots in the system, someone who has a great deal of depression for you know upteen years, someone who has schizophrenia, someone who has these phobias, oh, I can't get out of the house, or someone who has an addiction to cigarettes or alcohol still. So let's kind of, if you can, kind of give us your what you're thinking about, what you think about those particular areas in which this could really be helpful for them.
You just mentioned, for instance, schizophrenia, depression.
Sure. Mental
Let's
illness.
consider recent findings. Many people in the medical community are now saying that drugs are not as effective on schizophrenia and depression as they once thought, which
Correct.
surprised me. Because in many ways, it's not biological in cause. In other words, this is a psychic problem, this is a non-physical problem, schizophrenia. Post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety. So we have to look for a non-physical solution. not a physical solution as in drugs or
Right.
surgery. So what is the best tool that I know that's non-physical? Scalar light, perfect light, perfect light. I contend is when I build instruments that are even stronger, I should be able with scalar light to address in a more consummate fashion depression, anxiety, PTSD, attention deficit disorder, etc.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going on record by saying in the future, the pathway to mental health, to psychological health will be with scalar light, which is non-physical. Why not use non-physical instructions to correct a non-physical problem or a non-physical disease? It doesn't make sense to me to spend so much time and effort with drugs when you're trying to address something that's non-physical. Like has to treat like. So
right.
That's my avenue of approach. I am saying that I'm perhaps halfway there because my instrument's not strong enough, but eventually if I can amplify this energy output, then I should have a greater reach, a greater ability to address schizophrenia, depression, anxiety,
okay,
all sorts of psychological ailments.
Okay, all right. That's great. All right. So now let's talk a little bit in terms of the physical ailments that people do have that we definitely feel that your technology would be really helpful in. So can you give us some examples of that?
Yes. Now, when I program these instruments, there's no human reasoning. For instance, let's say somebody had the Epstein-Barr virus. Well, what would I do to address Epstein-Barr virus? I would actually take a photograph of Epstein-Barr and place it inside my instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So my instrument would look at the magnified photograph of Epstein-Barr,
mm-hmm.
understand that character, those molecular bonds of Epstein-Barr, and then send that energy, just the energy now, into a person. So
mm-hmm.
the energy of Epstein-Barr enters into my body and it instructs the Epstein-Barr virus to break apart.
Okay.
So what am I getting at? A photograph of a microbe, a germ, is the instructions to tell the quantum body to break down that microbe or that germ. And it works every time because this is a program that involves light. There's no human reasoning. So let me repeat. When I take photographs of microbes, germs, and I program them inside the instrument will seek out that microbe or germ and destroy it.
Okay.
It's profound. It's really a guaranteed process.
Yeah, I think I remember that years ago you'd already that is what you were doing as well, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And I've had great success at this for the past 30 years. I actually started experimenting when I met the Hieronymus family with photographs. I can't accentuate enough. When I work with a photograph of a germ, a microbe,
mm-hmm.
human interpretation. A photograph is a definition by light of what that germ, that microbe is. So when I ask the instrument to go out, seek out, and destroy that germ or microbe, there's no human reasoning. The instrument does what I tell it to do. There's
okay.
no room for human reasoning or human error.
Okay, so
right, so guaranteed process.
Right. Okay. So my question is, let's say I have an inflammation in my body and it's targeted on a particular section of my body and I know it's inflamed, but I really don't know exactly, what that virus is or what if it's a bacteria or whatever. And I'm not getting any answers from the doctor. So how would this particular technology help me with that inflammation that's occurring in my body that's unidentified?
So many times when people come to me with similar problems, I will work with my entire library of photographs of microbes.
Okay.
I have over 400,000 species of microbes that I've identified, and I have photographs of those 400,000 species of various types of bacteria, fungi, mm-hmm. protozoan, viruses. And then within 1 hour, I can program the instrument to look at to identify potentially now 400,000 species of microbes and eradicate them. So the instrument does all the work. Imagine that. Within 1 hour, A scanner light instrument can identify potentially and eradicate thousands of species of microbes, all through photographic identification.
And you've not found one person who's had something that could not even be identified with in terms of particular microbe.
That's correct. Most people, whether we realize it or not, we're filled with parasites and viruses.
Of course, of course.
The flora that we have, that's just that. Those are the results of living in a world filled
Right.
with germs, whether you're a person or an animal. By the way, I have good success with pets also.
Okay, so before we go to pets, I'll write that down because I wanted to address that as well. But going back again to the viruses and things that you've worked with, can you tell us a little bit about how it's worked with people who have had the COVID or the shedding and or and I think I'm you had mentioned that you've also worked with people who have had HIV. So
Yes.
let's kind of work out, maybe discuss that a little bit or briefly anyways. Thank you.
During the pandemic, I was working with friends and family, hundreds of family members and friends. I have an extended family and many friends. None of us became deathly sick or very sick with the COVID-19 virus. None of us. So by matter of record and by matter of experience, in the 2 years of the pandemic, my family and friends did not visit the hospital during the pandemic. I'll speak for myself. I live in Florida, and our state was an open state. We did not have to wear masks. I never came down with the virus,
Anything.
COVID-19. I lived a normal, active lifestyle, not taking risks, but not obviously staying at home. I wanted to get out. So by way of experience, working with family and friends, we were all healthy during the pandemic.
And all of them had their pictures with you, right?
Yes. See, that's what's so easy. You don't visit a laboratory. This is not biological science. This is
Right.
non-medical science. So I'll give the audience an indication. Today in my laboratory, okay, I work with 500,000 photographs of people. I'm receiving photographs from people around the world. Sometimes people send me a collage of 300, 400 people on a collage. I work with 500,000 people today by way of their photograph.
Okay. All right. So, and of course, you can have even more than what you already have.
Yes, that's what
But
I'm doing.
it's your
Yeah, thank you. You see where this is going. The
turn.
photographs are miniaturized. Now, if I can easily, with some effort, work with 500,000 people a day, if this grassroots movement expands, there's no reason why I can't work with 1 million photographs a day, 2 million photographs a day. Now,
Right.
it's not much easier than visiting a clinic or visiting an office. Why not just email us your photograph? That's the easy way.
Sure. All right. So, well, you answered that much in terms of the amount of photographs that you can utilize. Now, since you, as the developer and creator of this technology, with others as well who've helped you along the way, you are in that energy field all the time.
Yes.
So you receive it more than that 1 hour. I mean, you receive it, 24/7, and however many years it's already been. So
Exactly.
tell us a little bit about your health and where you are presently in your development spiritually
Thank you.
because of this.
Great question. I'm 63 years of age and I feel great. I'm not on any medication. I don't have any long-standing illness, chronic illness. I feel young. My skin still has its tone. I sleep well. I sleep like a baby. And I've discovered that scalar energy has curbed my diet. I'm getting the proper nutrition I need with scalar light. I don't have to eat as much as I used to when I was younger. So all of this, if you will, I'm the poster boy for scalar light. At age 63, it has prolonged my life.
All right, so you've never had any issues in regards to running, jumping, and whatever else, a normal person You feel like instead of feeling like you're in your 60s, you feel like you're in what age bracket would you say?
Probably mid-40s.
Okay. All right. So this is from someone who is involved and has the scalar wave presently always around him. So I guess that answers also another question in regards to why people should continue staying in a situation where you can receive this ongoing energy, scalar energy always around you, because it helps to lift you. It helps you to heal. And spiritually, tell us about that part of how you've been able to move into a higher level of frequency, just because it is higher frequency anyway.
You're absolutely right. If we look at the electromagnetic realm, it's the physical realm. It's Newtonian science, whereas scalar energy is non-physical. It's spirit. Now, furthermore, scalar energy transcends time and space.
Correct.
So you're no longer bound by the parameters of time and space. You become, if you will, spirit-like or angelic-like in this realm. Well, I would much rather be spirit-like than be bound to this world and to be susceptible to the ills and to the problems of Newtonian incumbent upon Newtonian physics.
Right.
I know this is perhaps if you will, something that you have to understand and philosophize over, but there are two dimensions, and the higher dimension is the prayer dimension or the scalar light dimension. That's what I'm speaking about. This is the dimension of meditation, of prayer, of consciousness. It's far surpasses the physical role.
Well, right. Okay. All right. So I think we have probably another 15 minutes to go yet. Tom, so at this point, we were going to address pets. So if you could tell us more about how this also will help a pet. I have a pet that's 15 years old, you know, and I feel that, you know, she's really slowing down, not eating as much. All right. So tell us how this is going to help that wonderful creature of mine.
It's obvious. When we have pets, God bless them, they're always licking something. They lick themselves. They lick the ground. Okay. What does that mean? Well, they're always occasioning exposure to germs, to microbes. When I start working with pets, dogs, cats, horses, even farm animals, the first thing that their owner or the farmer realizes is that the animal has a greater zest for life, probably because we're eradicating so many pathogens, viruses, bacteria, that our pets and our farm animals have lived with for years, perhaps a decade or so. So that's really pertinent to realize that. I don't know if a lot of people realize in the United States, most of the drugs that we're using today are used on the farm field. We use more antibiotics on the farm fields with farm animals than we do with people. It's practically 75-80% of the antibiotics we use with farm animals. Why? Because it's used prophylactically. So what's the point? Well, I can help those farm animals. I can help dogs. I can help cats. And I've proven that with the pathogenic cleanse that I'm working with.
Oh, wonderful.
That's something that we notice right away. A dog or a cat that's been, if you will, under chronic inflammation, perhaps because they've had years of inflammation due to some parasite or some bacterial infection, we see a significant turnaround many times in an animal within a week or so.
Okay. Very nice. Okay. So let's go back and talk a little bit about antibiotics. So of course, and going back again to inflammation. So a lot of people, let's say I go to the doctors and, you know, get my blood work done. And they say, well, you know, you've got this, we got to get rid of this virus or this bacteria that's causing you all of this, the problems that you presently are having, you know, whether it's in the lungs or whatever. So they want to prescribe antibiotics. So if I know what I know now, instead of getting the antibiotics, I'm going to go and knock on your door, right, Tom?
Many people do. Now, I really don't, and that's a good point. Thank you. I can't compare myself to medical science, but I will say that many people Their first call is to us. Their first line of defense is what we do through their photograph. And again,
Okay.
it's so much easier because all you have to do, your only requirement is to email us your photograph. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then that resolves the problem for them, right?
Many times, yes. We have many people who are frankly are
So,
long-standing clients simply because they've seen over the years how their health has been improved through quantum
right.
non-physical science. It's that
Okay.
simple.
Okay, so what, let's talk a little bit about something even more detrimental to so many people at this time. Let's talk a little bit about cancer, in terms of how your technology has helped people who have cancer.
I cannot address cancer. That's something I have to wait for God's wisdom. I do not have the answer for cancer, so I don't even touch that. I'm sorry.
All right, that's okay. All right.
But
So,
how about weight loss?
and in regards to people that are again having problems with lose, and this is like predominantly in the United States as far as weight loss. And you talked a little bit about how you were able to curb your appetite. So how does this work in that particular area?
We have a program known as Natural Foods, and as the name implies, I can embed or impart natural foods in a person. Now, what do I mean? Let's say I take a magnified photograph of, say, an herb or a cucumber or a carrot, and then I broadcast those phytochemicals into a person's quantum field. And in so doing, then people have a food intake, so to speak, through quantum energy.
Right.
Also receive the necessary hormones and vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals and antioxidants
Right.
through the photograph of food. So instead of eating food, we download the energy of food into our person. Okay? Now follow. Once they have that impart of that those instructions, we impart those instructions from natural foods, their body self-regulates and their body is no longer hungry. Because we have sent the energy or we've given the intelligence of natural foods for that person. And there's a trigger system. And the trigger system is the person no longer eats as much as they used to. Many people say that they can miss one meal a day. I'll speak for myself. I only eat two meals a day. I'm not hungry. I'm on natural foods all the time. So my body is constantly receiving natural foods, the energy of natural foods. And that triggers my body, and I no longer am hungry. I only eat two meals a day.
Okay, so that's a particular, so you have various programs or sessions, and it depends on also not only in terms of just the 1 hour where it kind of helps you generally, but if you want something more specific, you could add a program to what the normal is, right?
Exactly.
Session.
So we have nine different ancillary programs. People have to
Okay.
hit the website. Again, there's so much we can do with scalar energy. I'm going to make this very clear. My work is just the tip of the iceberg. I wish there were 10,000 scalar energy researchers. There's not. But hopefully that will prod the world to get involved. Long story short, there are so many things we can do with scalar energy. The natural foods program that I've developed has, over the course of time, shown that people can reduce their food intake. They're no longer quite so hungry. If you reduce the food intake, you reduce your caloric intake, and people automatically start losing weight.
Sure. Okay. Very good. All right. So we've addressed. Okay. So what are those? Just real quick, what are the different nine programs that you have in addition to the regular program?
We have a program, amino acids and proteins. We can assemble the essential and non-essential amino acids and proteins.
Oh,
We
nice.
program digestive enzymes. We have an addiction chemical cleanse program that people work with who want to overcome addiction to alcohol and recreational drugs. On the next program, minerals and precious stone. We work with the earth minerals and precious stones because those precious stones hold certain, if you will, qualities or characteristics, minerals and precious stones. The natural foods that I've mentioned already. And then we have an endorphins and neurotransmitter program. were able to assemble serotonin and dopamine. People usually have a happy feeling while they're on the endorphins and neurotransmitter program. We have a fat metabolism program in which we'll assemble enzymes and hormones that are responsible for the metabolism of fat cells. And then we have our standardized sessions, which you're offering as a 15-day free session to everybody listening to the call today.
All right. Well, that was a whole lot of information. But I think, as they say, proof is in the pudding, right?
Yes.
So, before we end our call, Tom, if you will, just kind of tell everybody about what the incentive is, or what you have a special of, so people can actually begin to feel and know what's going on in their bodies through this 15-day session. So tell us about how it works and what they need to do to be able to participate in this.
Okay, thank you. So in order for me to introduce this groundbreaking technique, I believe I'm the only one in the world with this type of instrument, I offer 15 days of free sessions. So people will go to the website, scalarlight.com, and you'll email us your photograph. And with your family's permission, you can send your entire family. Now include your pets. Now, over 15 days, we'll balance your chakras. We will eradicate microbes, germs, and we'll assemble nutrients such as vitamins and antioxidants. That's it. If you will, a 15-day program, every day we practice those three protocols. And then you judge the benefits. You judge how you feel. This is the only way I can do this. Again, we want the audience, we want people to be, if you will, the body of evidence. We want your testimony as the body of evidence. No other group in the world no other scientific group has duplicated my work. So we're all grassroots and we need your help. You prove that this works.
All right. All right. So as far as the pictures, do they have to be a certain, how large? Can I just send you a picture of my whole body kind of thing? Or is it just the face? And does it have to have a particular background, et cetera, et cetera? Tell us a little bit about how we do that.
Just your face. That's all we want. It doesn't have to be a full body shot. Just your face. The photograph does not matter on account of the fact that scalar energy is timeless.
And right.
When you're in the quantum realm, if everything's the present moment, your photograph could be 20 or 30 years old. We still access you in the current moment. The current moment. This is what's so profound about scale energy. There is no past. There is no future.
Right.
Everything is in the present moment. So your photograph reports your constitution in the present moment.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Okay, so let's just say I have a family of five, right? So I have a picture of the family of five, we would just send that over then to you instead of my own picture?
That's correct. You can send us an entire collage of your family. Many people do that. And that way, everybody can experience and compare. This is what we like when we see your entire family. You can compare notes, so to speak.
Wow. Okay. One last question as well. And then they just have to. And then so the last part of doing this 15 days of treatment is that you would love to be able to at least get some feedback from people, right?
Yes. Yes. We have a testimony page. Please send us your testimony. We want to hear from you. That's so important because this has never been done before. And we only can rely upon people. Hey, let's face it, you can't do a double blind test on a photograph. Conventional medicine, you can't take this to a university and say, well, I want to experiment on my photograph. There is no experimentation, so to speak. So the only way we can prove or disprove what we're doing is by word of mouth testimonies, by people speaking up.
Sure. Okay. All right. So tell us again. We know that the website, and so there's going to be a special on the website already that people can just press on to get to follow the instructions and go forward with it, right? Okay, so again, everyone, so you repeat how they can at least access the website, and is there a phone number if they have any questions to ask, or an email, or however way people can reach you.
Sure. The best way, again, is scalarlight.com. I'll spell it S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Visit the website. We have a phone number. We have an email address if you want to write us questions. But the most important thing is read about what we're doing, read about our great success, read about the benefits that we can ensure through your photograph, and then try it. It's no obligation. We want everybody in the world to sign up for the 15-day free program. If a million people hear this radio broadcast and a million people send in a photograph, then thank you, Jane, and thank you, Billy. So that's scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world can join us. Try the free sessions.
All right. Absolutely. We'll try the free sessions. Now, as we begin to close our call for today, we also have a very special guest, and everybody knows Zora of Hollow Earth, who is sixth dimensional, and he is basically all about being in perfect health and anything to do where one can only just utilize energies in which to heal the individual. So right up your alley, Tom. So Zora, now you've heard a little bit about what Tom is doing for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what you know of Tom and his, and how you feel about his scalar technology that he has available now for all the people. So here you go, Zora.
Well, first off, you've been receiving downloads from what is known as Tesla. So
a lot of close connections there, Tom. Right?
Indeed, and of course, Tesla is in Hollow Earth, alive and well. And so, the technology that you're bringing forth is a reinvention of it, and which is very good. I will tell you also. One thing for sure is that when you're speaking of the mind, understand the mind is between your ears, is what is termed as a vault of knowledge.
Yeah.
And your heart mind is what needs to be healed. So the heart mind within the chest is your thinking, processing mind, not the brain in between your ears.
But the brain, we talk always about, the different the different vibrations. And that's when they measure, whether you're in alpha, beta, or whatever. We always use the brain for that to kind of connect with in terms of where people are at. So the brain waves actually is part of the body and the heart.
It comes from the heart.
But it comes. Okay. Well, anyways, that could be for another session. But before we go, Zora, tell us about the technology that he has available right now for people.
It is wonderful. It is healing. And it works.
And people should
do it.
That's what we needed to hear. All right, everybody. So you got it also from Zora. He definitely promotes this technology coming directly from Tom, who has a direct connection with Tesla and also with all of the higher beings as well. So Tom, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention and to our awareness once again, so that more people can partake of this beautiful technology, this healing technology that everyone really should partake in. So get the word out, everybody. Go ahead and get your 15 days in and then see for yourself, decide for yourself how it's working. Give Tom, go ahead and give him your testimony. If you have something in, personally that you would like to discuss with him, just go ahead and go through the process of reaching out to him as well. So Tom, I think our call is over, and we want to thank you so much again. It was a great, great call. Thank you so much for all of the answers that you have given to all of us here who are listening. And thank you also to Don for all of his work getting this out to as many people as possible. So, Don, are you here?
I am here. Yes, indeed.
All right. Tom, you want to say goodbye?
Jane, Billy, Don.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
Thank you for your effort.
Thank you. And no, we are going to be airing it on the 27th. And, you know, it'll air in the regular time slot for Billy and Jane. And we kind of aired about 45 minutes of it live on Station 1, but nobody really knew about it because there was no advance warning or anything. You were just playing to our regular audience when there's no show, probably people that are normally used to listening to indie music. But I figured I'd do it just because, hey, why listen to music when you can have Tom Palladino in your ear, right?
Exactly.
Thank you for your effort. God bless everybody.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.